friends, this year should be a specialist, Rabbi Moroni Morasi, Benishas Maras Esther, Master Shmuel, and Rabbi Yoel ben Pinchas Halevi. And we're going to try to understand what it says in the Gemara in Brachot Nav Dalet, that Kol Ovar Divrei Chachamim Chayav Misa. It says in Shir Hashirim, Ki Tov Nodecha Miyayin, that your love is greater than wine, is better than wine. Chazal say that the words of the Chachamim are sweeter than the Yayin of Torah. Arevim Divrei Sof Miyosem Yayin Shel Torah. So why are they called Dafka Dodecha in this context? It's the idea of Dodecha, beloved. Ki Tov Nodecha, the Divrei Sof are called Dodecha. Why Dodecha? So in general in life, we're much happier when we achieve something than when we guard something. We're much happier when we earn $1,000 than when we preserve $1,000. And this also made its way into our Avodas Hashem. That we're happier when we do mitzvahs, when we accomplish, than when we just guard ourselves from Avera. But this is a mistake. Because in our Yiras Shemayim, in our Avodas Hashem, guarding ourselves should also give us a tremendous amount of satisfaction. And the explanation is as follows from Marena Rosh HaYeshiva, our footnote is that the primary aspect of Divrei Sofrim are Siyagim V'Gedarim LeDivrei Torah. And what are Siyagim? They're fences. That you shouldn't be Pogea B'Isser. So then, therefore, they're Shayach to the Chelek of Avod of Sur Meira. However, since Divrei Sofrim are called Mishmeris in the Lashon of the Torah, and they're derived from the pasuk of Ushmartim is Mishmarti, Asu Mishmeris leMishmarti, Hare Kol Anyan Mitromem Umitmalei Tochen Chadash El Chelek Avoda Bevaasei Tov. Since we are supposed to make a Mishmeris, we're supposed to make a preservation, we're supposed to guard the Torah, so you have an inyan of Asei Tov here. It's not just a sur meira of not doing iser, that the Chachamim told us to stay away. They wanted to protect us from doing surei Torah, so they made gedar and they made siyagim. But the lashon of Torah is asu mishmeres lemishmarti, make a mishmeres. Do something positive. So there's also an inyan of asei tov. How does that work? So the Rambam says, talking about the mitzvah of shmiras hamikdash, it's not because we're afraid, you have to guard the mikdash, you have to make guards of the base of mikdash, we're not afraid of thieves, but rather you can't compare a palace that has shomrim to a palace that doesn't have shomrim. And if the base of mikdash is the palace of the king, then the klalius of Torah is also the palace of the king. And the honor of the palace obligates us that there should be shomrim. So it emerges then that the content of the obligation of making a mishmeres l'divrei Torah is not just an inyan shlili, something negative, of preventing ourselves from doing a surim, but it is actually a machshir chiyuvi. It is a positive mode of behavior of kavod ha-Torah, the haramas karna, the words of the rabbis to protect us from doing isser. Is covered at Torah. That's how we show cover for the Torah, by making these mishmaros, by making these fences. When a person, when a Jew, is mekayim is siyag midivrei sofrim, so through that, he creates covered at Torah in the world. And when he's over on the divrei sofrim, he's not just setting himself free for the biting of the snake that's connected to Pritzas Geder, but he is actually destroying the vessels of Kavod HaTorah. So that's the special chumrah of Over El Divrei Sofrim. Because Over El Divrei Sofrim are to give Kavod to the Torah. And that's the basis for the whole Torah. If someone's Over El Divrei Sofrim, then he's showing that he's mevazed the Torah. Because it's not just a matter very often of a Yetzer Hara. Nobody says, it's just God says that, I don't have to do it. Everybody agrees. Hashem says that you have to do it. But a lot of people say, it's just the rabbis. You have to listen to the rabbis. So that's already a bizayon of Kavod HaTorah. Because the rabbi's job is to give Kavod to Torah by making gedarim, by making fences. by being over, like Rabbi Yonah writes in Jerusha Zion, and Rabbi the Ran writes in Jerusha Zion, in Jerusha Saran, that it's not just like when someone's over Al Tzahara, so he did that Maisa, he succumbed to his Yetzer. But if you're over on Divrei Torah, because you're Mefazet Dvar Hashem, that's a bittul of the whole Torah. So Rabbi Devracham Chayev Misa, it's not just a matter of Los Sasur. It's because this person's Parag, you're a Shemayim. He shows that I don't want to give cover to the Torah. I don't want to make these fences. I'm not worried about the fences of the Torah. The fences are for kavod. He breaks down these fences. He broke down the kavod. That's the foundation of the whole Torah. It's not just doing an avera because he has a yetzer. It's not just doing one specific avera. The attitude of being over on divrei sofrim very often is just the rabbis. I don't want to give kavod to. I don't have to give this kavod to the Torah that the rabbis gave by making these fences because the fences are kavod. You have to show how important Torah is. You make Shemirah just like for the Beis HaMikdash. So now we can understand that the rabbis compare Torah to Aznayim. B'tchilei se Torah doma l'kfifa she'en bo Aznayim she'en lo Aznayim ad sheba Shlomo v'asa lo Aznayim. So he made like Shlomo HaMelech made when he made these takanas, when he made Gzeris. So he made Oznayim. He made these handles for the kli of the Torah. Until then, it didn't have this handle. And now it has a handle. Rashi says, the Jewish people are Ocheiz b'mitzvahs, that they're misrachik min ha'avera, just like it's easier to hold on to a kli that has a handle, and when it doesn't have a handle, by keeping Divrei Chachamim, it's giving the Torah a handle. So, guarding Kalim from loss and being able to hold on to Kalim are two completely different things. So what's this comparison between making a handle and the Gedarim and guarding the Torah? Why does the Gemara call the Gedarim a handle for the Torah? What does one have to do with the other? Where's this Beis Achiza? That's exactly what we're saying. Chachma is given to Chachamim. V'lev kol lev, kol chacham lev nasati chachma. Yoiv chachma se l'chakimin. Chazal say, the chachma rishona, that's a tenai for Kabbalah Satorah, chachma rishona, that's a tenai for the giving of the chachma, is recognizing the honor and the importance and the value of chachma. Medrash says if chachma was given to people who weren't chachamim, they would think about their chachma in dirty places. So the kli kibbul of the etzma chachma is kavod chachma. That's what it means. Ubelev kol chacham lev nasati chachma. Yoiv chachma se l'chakimin. He gives chachma to people who are wise. What do you mean he gives it to them who are wise? There's no. They're not wise yet until he gives it to them. The answer is they have kavod chachma. That's where it all begins. Because chachma has to go from a high place to a low place. If you're machabe de chachma, you're saying, chachma, you're higher than me, and I want to be makabel you. And since the gedarim and the siyagim and divrei sofrim are a mishmar hakavod, these fences are this, you know, like they have it in Buckingham Palace. They have this, all of those soldiers standing there giving honor to the palace. That's what the gedarim are. That's how we stand before the Palton Shel Melech, before the Torah. So only through these divrei sofrim can the chachmas haTorah be handled into the soul of the Jewish people. We can only grab onto chachmas haTorah if we keep divrei sofrim, because divrei sofrim show kavod for Torah, and only through kavod for Torah are we zocher to be makabel Torah. So in fact, indeed, it's true. These gedarim, these siyagim, which are there to preserve the Torah, are also handles for the Torah. That's how we get a handle on Torah, because we show by making these and keeping these gedarim and siyagim, these fences, that we value Torah. And that's why from Shlomo and onwards, who made these takanas, who made gzeiras to guard us, so it's like a kfifa sheyesh lo oznayim. Because now, there's something to grab onto. So we had asked that it's two separate things, a handle and a fence to prevent loss. But now we see that it's the same thing. Because if you have this fence, gives you a handle on it, shows you how important it is. And if you see how important it is, then you can handle it. We can also learn about an individual. When he's osek in a pa'ula, in order to separate himself, to distance himself from an act that's going to cause him to lose his ruchnius, he is making at that moment a kli kibble for that maila itself. You don't want to lose a certain maila in ruchnius, so you protect yourself, you distance yourself. That in itself is a receptacle for that maila. So it's not just a pu'ula shlilis, something negative, to distance yourself, but rather it is a positive creation. It's something creative, because it allows you to absorb the spiritual level that you want to achieve. So therefore, even though in the natural soul, in life, there's a difference between things that you do to prevent yourself from losing and things you do to achieve a gain, but when it comes to the godly soul, we must blur that difference, because you use your deep thought to serve Hashem and you taste the sweetness of creativity whenever you run away from sin. Because when you run away from sin, you are showing the value of the Torah, the importance of the Torah, and that is a kli kibbul to be makabel Torah, something very positive. It's like clothing. Clothing, on one hand, is to protect yourself, protect the body, but it also honors you. Just imagine, you wake up in the morning, you have to walk outside without clothing. That's a big bizayon. If you remove the one removes begadim, he's poshet kavod abrius, like we see in Brachas Daf Chaf. So the siyagim, on one hand, they're there to protect the Torah. On the other hand, they're also covered for the Torah. It says in the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, "Miyitnecha ka'achli yonek shtei imi, emtzacha b'chus ashkecha." If you were only to me like a brother who was nursed at my mother's breasts, then if I found you outside, I would kiss you, and no one would despise me. That's the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. The Gra explains that neshikos of ishus, a kiss of marriage between a husband and wife, is in private. A kiss of brother, when one kisses one's little brother, that's in public. So, bizman hazeh, sisrei Torah are not said in public. And even though the love that of them is very great, nevertheless, the love for what? The love for Sisrei Torah. Nevertheless, it's like Neshikas Ishus. It's like husband and wife kissing, because as great as the love is between spouses, so is the measure of their modesty. And the place is specifically in a private and hidden venue. And those are the gaguim of Knesset Yisrael, that they want that time again, that the Sisrei Torah will be given over in public. And therefore the woman says to her husband, "Miyitnecha ka'achli yonek shteimi," I wish you were like my brother. In other words, the neshikos of Ishus should be like brotherhood. In other words, the piersum of, there should be a piersum of sod, that the secrets of Torah should be able to be publicized. Emtzacha b'chus ashakal, and I'll find you outside and kiss you. That's what the Gra says. So this is a remez to a couple, this couple, their affection is a remez to the Sisrei Torah, which right now is hidden, is secretive, and we want to reveal it into the public, that it shouldn't be, we should be able to reveal the Sisrei Torah, just like when one kisses one's brother. It's revealed. So really, it's a neshika of ishus. But we want this neshika of ishus to be in a revealed way, like a neshika of brotherhood. So, in Rav Huttner's Inimitable Style, he writes, "Bigachal tam shel dvarim elu locheshes hi ha'esh shel ti'ima chadasha b'shimush tevas dodim." So now, in the coal of these words, there is a burning fire of a taste, a new taste, in using the word dodim in Shirashirim for the concept of ishus, because the original meaning, the primary meaning of dodim, is a familial connection of uncle, father's brother, mother's brother. That's a dod. Only on Shir HaShirim, suddenly dodim becomes beloved. So it emerges that the word dodim, when it appears in Shir HaShirim, is a borrowed term. We are borrowing a term of familial connection to a term for a kirva of ishus, of an intimate sort. And if we follow along the lead of the Gra, that means that the seser, the hiddenness of yachasei ishus, is encapsulated and hidden within the revealed aspect of familial connection. Yachasei ishut mutzna b'toch hagilui. Seter shel yachasei ishut mutzna b'toch hagilui shel yachasei mishpacha. And that fits in with the fire of Torah that burns in the general theme of the Sefer of Shir HaShirim. Razei derazin shel ha-samach shebeparadeis. What's the samach of paradise? The secret of secrets, sewed under the veil of the pay, of the pshat of paradise. That's what Shir HaShirim is all about. It's all pshat of a love story, and hidden within that is the samach, is the paradise, is the sod of paradise. And that's why we use the term dod, which is the same exact thing. It is something that's revealed. There's the pshat of dod, but that carries within it something much deeper. The pshat of dod is the uncle, and that is hiding a much deeper meaning of my beloved, in the same way that Shir HaShirim is a story, a pshat story, which hides within it the secrets of Torah, the Sisrei Torah, that Klal Yisrael wants so badly. Now, the primary difference between familial relationships and ishus relationships is that familial relationships are only preserving what already exists. You have a family relationship, you have a brother, you have a sister, and you keep that relationship. A yachasei ishus is more than that. Yachasei ishus, there's haulada, there's chiddush. And that is the chod, that is the sharpness of the term dodecha for divrei sofrim. Because on an external plane, the content of divrei sofrim is just shmira. It's just to guard us, to preserve the Torah. Because in the Torah it's called a mishmeres. Asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. It's just a mere preservation. However, that is the special light of Shir HaShirim. There are yachasei holada. There is a creative relationship which is encapsulated and hidden and encompassed in this Yachasei Shmira, just like we had the dod that encompasses on the outside it's an uncle, on the inside it's a lover. We have Torah, we have Shir HaShirim, which on the outside is a story, but on the inside, on the outside is a love story, and on the inside is a yearning for Sisrei Torah, for the deepest secrets of Hashem's creation and His Torah. So too, we have this familiar relationship of dod, which is yachasei shmira, just preserving, family relations are just preserved, but encapsulated within that is the intimate relationship, which is a creative one, And that is why the kinui of Dodim, of beloved, for Divrei Sofrim, for rabbinic words, appears specifically on Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is the place, because Shir HaShirim is where we have this concept of the external, which is a story, hiding something deeper, which is the Sisrei Torah. So that would be the right place for Dodim, where the external, the uncle, is hiding something much deeper. The beloved, the Dod. And this is Shir HaShirim, is where we have this yearning, that this, we wish that what could be shown in public, like kissing one's brother, Yachasei Mishpacha, should be also expressed by Sisrei Torah, that the Sisrei Torah that were hidden should be revealed. Because usually Yachasei Ishus, men and women aren't affectionate in public. That's not for the public eye. That's Seser. But the yearning is that that should be revealed, meaning that the Sisrei Torah should be revealed. So that's the Dod. On the external level, it's the uncle, but it's hiding the beloved. Shir HaShirim on an external level is a love story. On a deeper level, it's Sisrei Torah. The Yachasei Mishpacha of a Dod is just Shmira Al HaKayam. But on a deeper level, it's a lover, which is creative. And that's exactly what Gzeiras Chachamim are. On an external level, it's like Yachasei Mishpacha. It's just preserving the Torah. But on a deeper level, it's the most creative thing there is, because that's creating the covet for Torah. And once you can appreciate the dignity, the honor, the importance of Torah, then you have a kli kibble for the whole Torah. So therefore, there is no better place than Shir HaShirim for the word Dodim to appear. Ki tovim dodecha miyayin. V'hadvarim hem niflaim. Pilei, 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 plos. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.